Americas offers work permits to Chinese from Hong Kong. By Neil Munro on August 5, 2021. Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas is offering temporary residency and work permits to people who claim to be victims of China's oppression in Hong Kong. Today, President Joe Biden issued a memorandum directing the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, to take appropriate measures to defer for 18 months the removal for Hong Kong residents presently in the United States, the August 5 statement said. Because of the directive, DHS will temporarily defer removal for eligible individuals. And they may also seek employment authorization through U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, the statement said. The offer of deferred enforcement departure is a reckless decision by the Biden administration, responded Rob Law, the director of regulatory affairs and policy for the Center for Immigration Studies. There's very little confidence that nefarious members of the Chinese Communist Party in the United States are not going to try to disguise themselves as a qualified persons from Hong Kong. And we will literally be allowing the enemy to operate from within, he said, adding that under Mayorkas' direction, we don't want to screen anybody anymore. Law, who served as a top official at the Visa Screening Agency, the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Agency, under then-President Donald Trump, explained. I would not feel confident that we will have the ability to verify that those are legitimate documents. How are you going to validate them? If you try, you're going to have to ask the officials from Hong Kong, which is now under the Chinese Communist Party. When you get fraudulent documents, you're going to get an affirmation that they're actually legitimate. Given the complete animosity that the Biden administration has towards proper screening and vetting, bad actors are going to slip through the cracks here. Their philosophy is that it is better to err on the side of giving out an immigration benefit to an ineligible alien than for someone to possibly miss out on something that they might be eligible. The announcement is unneeded because there are other ways to protect people from Hong Kong who do not want to return to the communist-controlled city. There are all sorts of other avenues available that don't open the door for fraud and abuse online. They could apply for asylum. They could apply for an extension of stay in their current immigration status. They could apply for a change of status to a different non-immigrant category, he said. The hidden purpose, he said, is just to create yet another population of work-ready migrants, he said. Mayorkas is using his agency power over the border rules to open many new doorways for foreign migrants, including migrants with no plausible legal claim to work permits in the United States. For example, Mayorkas is offering Venezuelan migrants work permits through the Temporary Protect Status, TPS, program if they meet a September 2022 deadline. He has also offered TPS and work permits to 100,000 Haitians. Under his oversight, roughly 700,000 migrants have crossed the Mexican border, and more are being flown from Central American cities to join other migrants in the United States. Mayorkas is expanding the U visa program, which provides work permits and green cards to people who claim they are victims of crime. The Department of Justice is also revising asylum rules so Mayorkas's deputies can offer citizenship to migrants who claim their home country governments do not protect them from spousal abuse or routine crime. The Cuban-born Mayorkas is an immigration zealot who grew up, graduated, and worked in California as a prosecutor during the 1990s. His support for migration is backed up by business groups. Overall, investors and business coalitions want to import more migrants, even impoverished, ill, aging, or criminal migrants, because the migrants spike consumer sales, boost rental rates, cut wages, minimize management hassles, and so raise profits and stock values. The migrants also serve as clients for Democrat-run welfare agencies, and eventually, as voters for Democratic candidates. But migration damages ordinary Americans' career opportunities, cuts their wages, raises their rents, curbs their productivity, shrinks their political clout, and fractures their open-minded, equality-promoting civic culture. Amid Mayorkas' inflow of migrants, the median weekly earnings of the nation's 113.6 million full-time wage and salary workers were $990 in the second quarter of 2021, 1.2% lower than a year earlier, Breitbart reported July 16. the economic extraction of valuable consumers, renters, and workers from poor countries also helps move wealth and social status from heartland red states to the coastal blue states. The extraction policy also helps move wealth and status from GOP rural districts to Democrat cities within each state. In general, legal and illegal migration moves wealth from employees to employers, from families to investors, from young to old, from children to their parents, from homebuyers to investors, from technology to stoop labor.